Hi, this is Olivier Bloch from Microsoft Open Technologies, and you might have heard that sentence a lot, but I can tell you this time it's true. I'm really excited that today Microsoft Open Technologies announced the Kinect Common breach, which is a wrapper that comes on top of the Kinect for Windows SDK, and that allows to very easily integrate all the magic of Kinect in your creative development framework or library or something like that. So this Kinect Common Bridge is an open source project you can now find on GitHub, and you can go to the website aka.ms/KinectCommonBridge to find the code. The other part that is really exciting is that this wrapper, this Kinect Common Bridge, actually is already being used by two very popular and used creative development frameworks and toolkits, Open Frameworks and Cinder. We work very closely with the two communities and with the Kinect for Windows team to integrate the Kinect Common Bridge into Open Frameworks and Cinder. And what I want to show you is a couple of demos of how of how that looks like to integrate Kinect into these creative frameworks. So I have here Raphael, my son, who was delighted actually and more excited than myself to play around with these new tools. So this is an open framework application, and it actually shows some mesh extrude, and it has been integrated. The Kinect experience has been integrated very simply in there, so you can see Raphael can move his hands and so on, and you have this nice effect here. Let's check out another quick demo. And this one actually will use the IR sensor of the Kinect device. So Raphael, if you want to come close here, we can see the IR data of Kinect sensor that has been used in that Open Frameworks application. Okay, let's see another one now. Another very cool one, actually. This one is called Fireflies. And Fireflies is about playing around with some colors around. So, hey, Raphael, so the Kinect sends the data, the application detects the motions, and it was very simple code. You can animate these objects using Open Frameworks. Awesome. If you bring the colors together, let me show you. Yeah, nice. This is a really great application. And it's very simple actually to integrate Kinect using the Kinect Command Bridge. The last couple demos I would like to show are apps developed with Cinder and other creative development framework. This time I'll be the one playing around with them. So thanks, Raphael. Now it's my turn. So the first one I'm showing you is this app that tracks my skeleton and face. So I need to do this little trick here so I can see what's going on. There you go. So here I am, and this is my skeleton. You can see I could dance, and you can see my face that is tracked with the Kinect data. And I'm speaking, you can also see the mouse moving. So I can open widely, sorry. I can do the monster while it's Halloween time. So I could actually put some shape on top of that. Let's play with another one, which I also think is pretty cool. Let's go there. And it's called Particle App. And so the Particle App consists in aggregating these little tiny colored particles around my shape and my body. So Kinect detects my movements, sees where I am. Let me stop moving. It aggregates everything there, creates that weird shape. And if I move, you can see these particles following the body in a very nice way. So this is where, when you're a genius of physics, formulas and so on, you can create these really nice things. And when you're using Cinder and you're using open frameworks, actually, as a simple developer, you can do these very amazing things. So go ahead, knock yourself out, go develop these really nice creative applications leveraging Kinect, leveraging Cinder and Open Framework support for Kinect using the Kinect Common Bridge. Once again, you can find, let me bring that page back for the links. you can find the Kinect Common Bridge code itself at aka.ms/KinectCommonBridge. And you can also find more information about the Kinect Common Bridge open source project on Kinect Common Bridge blog. So aka.ms/KinectCommonBridge blog. So thanks a lot to the open frameworks and Citroen communities. When we worked closely with in conjunction with the Kinect for Windows team, we hope to have even greater examples code to show real soon. So stay tuned and come back to the Channel 9 channel and to our msopentech.com blog. Thank you very much.